quite a scene yesterday in Las Vegas. First time they've ever hosted a Super Bowl. The stars were out in force. And how about this? Joining us now on the ticket hotline is our old friend, our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher, who was the head usher yesterday at Super Bowl 58. Good morning, Jesse. That's quite an honor.
Oh, it was. I tell you what, good morning to you guys. I'll tell you, very tired today. It was a very busy day yesterday, very busy evening and night. It was, I tell you, it was very awkward being the second most famous usher in the building for once.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
Pretty wild. But
did you get to meet him, Usher?
I did. He was very nice, and we compared Usher notes and everything. He gave me his techniques. I told him some of mine, you know, of helping people find their seats and whatever. But I had a very important job yesterday. The NFL put me in charge of getting their biggest NFL star to the game safely and on time, so...
Who's that?
I had to go to Japan, pick up Taylor Swift.
Swift?
You had to go pick her up?
Pick her up, yeah, that's right. I did. And, you know, and of course, I kind of balked when Roger Goodell asked me to do it because, you know, I've been to Japan since I defeated him, so... It was a long time ago. And being there, I was having so many flashbacks to the war back when I drove the Germans out of Iwo Jima before we dropped the bomb on it.
Okay, you may have some facts messed up there.
But I got Taylor on the plane at gunpoint, and I got her to Vegas.
Gunpoint?
What?
Just as requested. And yeah, we were on that private jet. We were sitting in chairs facing each other, and I, you know, had the gun on her, and at one point I fell asleep and awoke with a start when she was moving to get up out of her seat, so I quickly retrained that gun back on her.
Oh my gosh.
Keep her there, you know, where we get into the game, because that was the main draw of the Super Bowl, was her being there.
Well, it was an added draw.
But we got, I don't know whether it was Stockholm Syndrome or what, but we got to be good friends on the flight back over, and I was in her suite at the game, you know, ushering, providing the security for her. And at one point she drank a beer and I had to knock it out of her hand, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Lady like her shouldn't be drinking beer. That's illegal.
We saw that. She was chugging it.
Yeah. I don't think she's of drinking age or something.
No, I think she's in her 30s.
And then after the game, I had to pry her and that Travis, whatever that roid head's name is.
Kelsey?
Kelsey. I had to pry them away from each other. They started kissing and petting, and I was trying to protect her virtue, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want her to end up in the family way at her age. That could ruin her chances at a career, you know.
Jeez.
But I escorted John Hamm and his penis to their seats. He had to buy an extra one just for his rather large member. I don't know if you know that about John Hamm.
I didn't know that.
That's a rumor, and I can confirm that rumor now.
You can?
Yeah, because that thing just sat over there in the seat right next to him, you know, coiled up like a funnel cake or something.
Bingo.
And I escorted Elon Musk to his seat, too.
Uh-huh. Musk,
He had his little cyborg kid with him, and it was real cute. And then LeBron, I also helped him out on his seat. He is tall.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wonder if he plays sports or something like that.
He plays basketball.
Of course he does.
And the Lady Gaga, she was kind of crazy.
Yeah?
I don't know too much about her, but she was wearing some sort of weird eye makeup.
Yeah. She's going to have the stars around her eyes. Yeah.
The only person there with weirder eye makeup was Carrot Top. He was a little stranger.
He's an odd-looking guy.
But he was, I guess he was there promoting some kind of scary clown movie or something he's starring in.
He's a comedian.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Huh? I thought he was a scary clown. And Gwen Stefani was there.
Uh-huh, Stefani.
With her beau. I think his name is Blake Lively.
Blake Shelton.
And I only had one conflict, and that was with that little orphan Annie that was hanging around Taylor Swift. I think her name is Ice Spice.
Yeah.
She had a potty mouth on her. Ooh, she was cussing up a storm.
She was.
Oh, she said H-E-double-L and the S-H a few times. That's very offensive.
And you got into it with her?
Yeah, I told her. I said, she said something like, hell, you know, crap, that was a crap play or something.
I said,
hey, don't you talk like that. Anyway, that's the story of
how. Oh, that's it? Quite a run-in.
And I also ushered Justin Bieber's to his seat alongside with his wife, that Haley Bieber's. And and let me tell you something about that kid. He smells like a mule's dirty clothes hamper. I don't know if all Canadians smell like that or what.
I don't think so.
I mean, he smelled like an ashtray and pit stains, and I don't know what was happening with him.
Huh.
Man, you can get within 5 feet of him, it smelled like period panties or something.
Oh,
man.
Jesse.
That's all about. But,
Jesse.
But I think this is my last Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Why do you say that?
Well, I'm an octogenarian. So.
Yeah.
That's pretty old, George.
Well, I know, but you sound like you can still hang in there.
Well, I can still do about half the space karate that I used to be able to do.
Yeah.
Which is still about five times more than the average person.
Right.
But I also think I'm going to retire because Taylor Swift has hired me to be a personal bodyguard.
Now. Wow, that's
a gig there.
Quite a job.
Yeah, she liked how aggressive I was with that gun. I think it kind of turned her on.
Okay, all right.
Well, I hope everybody had a happy football night.
Everybody had one. Yeah,
all right,
sure
now.
Did. Okay, take care of yourself,
now.
Jesse.
You take care now.
Okay, here goes Jesse the Usher.